Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello all, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, recorded in Shedbury. Yeah, the sort of summer house which now seems to have become the parking place for a load of cuddly toys. I think it might be falling down, because it's got a bit wonky. It's got a bit like that, which is probably not good, because I think they're supposed to be like that, and it's like that. I'll probably come out one morning, I'll just be lying flat in the garden, so... Well, I have to start thinking about taking anything valuable out. Not that there is anything valuable in it. Unless, of course, you count Scooter, you know, and Stitch, that kind of thing. Anyway, yeah, so this week, what we got? Shane Hardy says, shame that Neil is stepping back from YouTube. Luckily, we still have Pete. I've got to be honest with you. I kind of think something Neil said. We sat and had a coffee. And by the way, if you haven't seen the video with me and Neil having a chat together, it's up now. I've done you a link. There you go. He may be stepping down. He may not. We don't know. Before I link, have a look. He said, yeah, well, he said, we look forward to him and Susie. So we look forward to having a bacon sandwich on a Sunday morning. And he said, I thought that's kind of nice. Why do I shout to Susie? Hello, Susie. It's kind of cosy. I kind of started to think of myself as a bit like the Antiques Roadshow. You know, do pizza on again, it's Sunday. I never thought of it that way before, but it makes me smile. So anyway, thanks everybody. And like I say, Neil, may or may not. Now, have you considered, because I know you're a perfectionist and I have to put it together with the music, you can always do what I do. You can just do the 3 minute ones where you just go like that. Something happens, bosh, 3 minutes, there you go, upload. It don't take long then. That's how it all started. And that might mean that you could keep it going and still get your life back. But if not, if you decide to get your life back, totally understand. If you carry on going, brilliant, you know, because I'm sure we would miss you. Right, also, Ryan says, is that Gem Power at Haverhill? Yes, it is, Ryan. Yes, it is. Well spotted, sir. And welcome to a new regular feature on the show, which is Where's Pete? Where if you can actually identify where the video is shot, you win a rake. That's not going to happen. Right, this week's fuel prices. Now, this from last week. Lee says, the fuel price start 28th July, UK All-Star £1.12.49. That's about right. It was about £1.12 and a half pence last week. It's about the same this week. Should we be looking for around about a 112, 130 mark? Much lower than that. Well done you. Higher than that. Kick him in the touch. UK fuels, £1.19. Now, I know how UK fuels work, because I've spoken to a couple of my mob about it, and they work on a cranking system, and I might do a video about it. I think it's kind of important that anyone out there doing it should know. I don't think UK Fuels are going to like it, but hey, I'm not saying it's only slander if it's not true. And it's true, and we know it's true. Anyhow, so we'll come on to that one. So, this week's video, starting a DAF. Now, this can be, it's on the DAF, it's like the thing where I turn it on too fast. It's burp, burp, engine warning. It was like the Klingons had just decloaked off the starboard bow. It's burp, burp, your truck is going to explode. Incidentally, this is something that struck me the other day. You know, like when you see like the films and it's like Alien or Star Trek or something like that, and they go, start the self-destruct sequence. The bad guys are coming. The aliens on board are going to start a self-destruct sequence. Has anyone ever been in a vehicle that's got a self-destruct sequence? You know, you're in the Mini and you go, oh, no, something's not right. I tell you what, just go into the settings. Go, you know, they've got audio. You've got notifications, self-destruct. Click that. Why would you have a vehicle that has a self-destruct? You know, it's like the guy in the showroom's going on, incidentally, and it's got the heated seats, and it's got like kind of electric mirrors, and it's got a bomb. Sorry? You know, in the boot, it's got a bomb. in case fuel needs blowing up. No, just take the bomb out. I don't need that as an extra option. Take the bomb out, I'll have the extra boot space. Why? Anyway, where was I? Why don't I get onto this one? Yeah, so the van starts beeping. And again, can be any of them. So Simon the trucker says, he says, nice tip, Pete. Probably same thing happens to a Mercedes. Yeah, I think it probably does. Yeah, all of them. The trick is, if you turn it on too fast, you don't give the truck's computer or the vehicle's computer a chance to have a little diagnostic. And what seems to be the case is you want to turn it on and the computer goes, oh, right, let's have a look around. Yeah, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. We're good to go. And if you go, right, it goes, oh, boom, start. No, not starting. No, I'll have a look first. We'll have a check around, make sure it's all fine. So, I think that's what it's all about. Rock God says, you should always wait to turn the engine on, position 3, this is right, to allow the glow plugs to heat up. And I wonder if this is to do with that from old. He said, this applies to all diesels. Some have the pigtail coil. We used to have them in the old Mercedes, yeah. Pigtail, it's like a little windy, you know, sort of like squiggly lines. Amber and orange symbol on the dash, which must go off before firing the engine up. Yeah, and I think, I wonder if that's to do with it. Because we've got the flashing engine on the DAF, and then it sort of goes off. It goes on yellow, and it goes off. Wait for the engine light to go off, you're good to go. Lovely. And I didn't realise a lot of time, just when I get up in the morning, and you open up the door, just because it's more convenient, I put my keys in, turn my keys, then get in, rather than have to ratchet around. So I'm doing it automatically, but yeah. And John Robinson says, you're doing it all wrong. You need to speak to it to charm it. You're a beautiful trucky wucky. Shane Hardy says, well, I agree with John. You need to tell your truck she's a beautiful truck and you're going to get her some of the finest diesel and put a little pressure, a little pressure when you get paid. She'll look after you then. Actually, sadly, lads, I do. I say good morning to Tiffany every morning. I thank her for a good day's work at the end of the day. And as I told her today, she's got a new wheel going on over the weekend because the other one's got a cut in it. It's legal. It was fine, but it's time to go. It's down to about 5 mil anyway, sort of. Don't owe me any money, that one's going. And what else you got going on? Oh, the donuts are going back on the front. I got fed up with those wheel markers. They kept breaking me trying to take them off. And an air horn. I'll get a burr as opposed to beep, beep, burr, burr. I'm no longer Mr. Toad. We're getting an air horn. Whether Mark had the time to fill it or not, I don't know. But it's in the cab ready to go. So, but yes, you're right. I think we did a video on this. If we did, I'd tell you a link. And it's to do with, it's to do with, like, do you talk to your vehicle? Yeah, sadly, I do. There you go. So that was on that one. We also did one on keeping the straps tidy. Shane Hardy says, good trick that. I've used it many times over the years. All good as long as you don't get bits of wood caught in it. Fair enough. Solo Nick, who's my mate, he's now Solo Nick, that's his new channel. He says, that's a prussic knot. Wow. If you're ever halfway up a cliff and stuck on a rope, you can take your shoelaces out of your boots and tie it in a loop, then basically do a loop, but around a loop, sorry, hanging off a cliff, and fold it over itself, as you did. So you do that bit where you loop it around, put it through itself, and if you need to watch the video, it was last week. And then clip the end to yourself. You can then descend the rope safely. Oh, I see. So you put it round. You can then descend the rope safely and the knot will not slip. If it locks, you can take the weight off and release it, then load the weight again. This is something that if you're in a rock climber, you'll understand. I haven't got a clue. Like most things in life, haven't got a clue. But anyway, thanks, Nick. And Godzilla's. Now, this is interesting. I was going to try and have a go at this and I haven't got round to it yet. But he says, right. He said, I'm going to teach you a trick that if it comes across okay, type in. He said, I wish there's some way to demonstrate this, but it's pretty clear. He says, when you do the ratchet strap, tighten it down until you have one or two clicks left on the ratchet strap. The load will be 100% secure. Then with a surplus, get the end and push it up into the ratchet part under the handle. So and that's the bit I'm getting a bit stuck about. Whereabouts has it got to go? The ratchet strap under the handle. So you have a hood of unused strap. So it's kind of like a loop type thing. He says, fold it over and over and over until it's about over and over until it's 10 inches long. A lot like being rolled but folded. Folding takes seconds, not minutes, and it's better in the rain and whatnot. Wedge this under the handle and then close the handle so that it's trapped. Now you'll be locked in position to kind of stack. So one thing is, you've got the baggy strap there. So you put it up and then fold it, and then you kind of click it in somehow. I'm not quite sure how you click it in. Fold it, fold it, fold it. And then when you put the handle down, it will hold it in place. He said, that strap is going nowhere and it's super neat and tidy. Keeps them dry and clean and clean of gunk. Worth a mention. It's worth doing as the end of the straps can and will work their way down the side of the curtain and dangle, which is a danger and a puller. If it's flying out like that, out the curtain, you might as well be waving a red flag going, yeah, you pull me over. Pull me over. I clearly haven't paid enough attention to strapping down my load. Pull me over, please. That's lovely. I'd like a PG9, please. PG9, PG9. That's tips, isn't it? I don't know. Once again, erroneous or largely erroneous. Wrong or largely erroneous. But no, I'll have a go at that. Thank you, Godzilla. And if I get it right, I'll do a video. Of course I will. I'll do a video. Fantastic. Well, I don't know if you noticed, I have an haircut. Look at that. I kind of, partly to do with doing the Q&As, you know, because like, you know, you think, wait, there's a problem when you're receding. You've got a receding hair, it's a bit thin, a bit bald there. And you're doing it, and you keep looking at yourself thinking, oh, just, you end up doing this, trying to shuffle your hair around, trying to make yourself look less bald. And in the end, you go, I thought, I'm not fooling anyone. No, everybody, what are you playing at? So I went in the barbers, grade 5, all over. So, sure, everyone's got used to it, it's tidy. And at least I don't. And also, if I get really hot when I'm unloading, I can use it to clean my hands. It's like having sort of, what do you call it, wet wipes on your head. What's not to like? Which brings us to this week's miscellaneous. Lee said, it says, my old VW, we're on transporters. I don't know why we keep talking about transporters, but we do. My old VW T5 transport was a brilliant van and no big major problems apart from the wear and tear. I only sold it as running costs were so expensive. I don't know why they've gone into collaboration with a new form custom transit. Same van, but with a VW badge. No, I don't know. And Sean Gilmartin, funny this actually, says, to understand, because we said, why do tipper drivers drive around like nutters? We did actually, that was in last week's Q&A, I think we covered that one. He said, to understand, tipper drivers watch the film Hell Drivers 1957. And strangely enough, I was talking to Nick, Nick Guru, the urban trucker, my transport manager, and he said that was exactly the film that got him into lorry driving. So it's a black and white film, I think. He says Sean Connery's in it, Sid James might be in it, some other old actor. I have tried to get it on my newsgroup thing. It's not there. So if anyone knows where Hell Drivers is it available on Amazon? I haven't checked. Actually, I've got an app. Nice is about this. It's called Just Watch. And you can, I'll go on this in a minute. And it's on your phone, and you can go on the app. And if you type in, I don't know, the in-betweeners or men behaving badly, it will tell you where you can watch it. Type in Peep Show. Hey, it's on Netflix. Oh, look, I'm going to watch it on Netflix. Good. Lovely, fantastic. And if it's available for free or if you have to pay for it, it's good at that. Just Watch. Don't get any money for promoting these things. Just might help people. So that's that one. And then finally, in conclusion this week, Solo Nick says, because I said my father-in-law was high up in roofing. Of course your father-in-law was high up in roofing. He was high up in the company. He was a roofer. Where else was he going to be? Ding. I've now started to record dad jokes on WhatsApp and send them to my daughter. I went to the doctors the other day. I said, I randomly keep bursting into Delilah and the green, green grass at home. He says, you've got Tom Jones disease. I says, is that common? He says, it's not unusual. Take care. Take money.
You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, CookUnity delivers, made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. CookUnity was made for adventurous eaters, with 160-plus award-winning chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small-batch meals. Get ready-to-eat meals delivered directly to your door, all tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Their roster of Food Network alums, James Beard Award winners, and acclaimed restaurateurs balance bold flavors and nutrition in their handcrafted meals, which are freshly prepared, delivered to your door, and never frozen. Get what you're craving. Try the freshest, best-tasting meal delivery made by your favorite celebrity chefs. Go to cookunity.com/crave or enter code CRAVE before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/crave.